Would that be what you meant?
Any other name for a rosin?
Well, it's what they call a carbuncle. It's a little worse than a rosin. It's something like a rosin, though.
How's it worse?
Well, it gets bigger and goes deeper, and it's just harder to handle than just a rosin.
Mm-hmm. What about the stuff that drains out?
Pus.
And in a blister? The stuff that drains out?
Is a blister.
What about the stuff that drains out of a blister?
Well, the water will generally drain out of a blister.
Mm-hmm.
If it festers up, it's
corruption.
Kind of a corruption,
mm-hmm.
we call it.
And you say a bee stung me in my hand. Did what?
A bee stung me in my hand.
It got bigger, you'd say.
Oh, and my hand all swelled up.
And it's still pretty badly.
And it's still pretty badly swelled.
And you say if a bee stings you, your hand will
swell.
And if someone got shot or stabbed, you'd say you'd have to get a doctor to look at the
wound.
And sometimes the wound won't heal back right. Get sort of a skinless growth over it. You call that?
Well, it scabs. Scabs over?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's some kind of flesh. Did you ever hear?
Proud flesh.
Uh-huh. And if you had a cut on your finger, a brown liquid medicine you could put on it.
Iodine.
That ain't brown.
What?
He said iodine.
Uh-huh.
You can put iodine on it, but it ain't brown.
What about a real bitter medicine people used to have to take?
Quinine.
Yeah, quinine.
Uh-huh.
Don't say it so loud and I can say it back. Quinine is real bitter.
You used to take that?
Mm-hmm.
What would they take it for?
Well, for malaria. Anybody had chills, malaria.
Did you ever have a chill?
I don't think so.
If you ever had one, you know it.
She'd get out of bed, right?
If you say the doctor did all he could, but still the man
died.
Any nicer ways of saying died?
Passed away.
Passed away.
Huh?
He passed away.
Uh-huh. What about a crude way of saying that?
Mm-hmm. Say he's dead.
Kicked out.
Did you ever hear that? Kick.
I don't think I ever heard that said about anybody.
You say, he's been dead a week and nobody's figured out yet what he died
with.
And a place where people are buried.
Graveyard.
In
cemetery.
Mm-hmm. And what they put the body in?
Coffin. Her.
Casket.
Casket. Coffin. Used to say coffin more. Now it's a casket.
Uh-huh. You say, when he died, everybody went to the
funeral.
And if people are dressed in black, you say that they're in
mourning.
And say on an average sort of day, if someone asks you how you're feeling, you'd say,
pretty good, or I'm better.
And when you're getting old and your joints start hurting, you call that?
You got the arthritis or rheumatism.
Is that the same thing?
Well, no, it's not exactly, I don't think, but something on the same order.
Uh-huh. And a disease that people used to die from, they'd get a really bad sore throat and they'd sort of choke up.
Diphtheria.
And a disease where your skin and eyes turn yellow.
Oh.
Yellow jaundice.
Yellow. Yellow jaundice is what we used to call it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's got another name now.